Milagro. First name is M-I-L-A-G-R-O. Last name Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, 9665. Date of injury is 8-14-2023. Today is the 24th. Ms. Martinez comes in today for follow-up of right wrist and right shoulder pain. Patient was seen earlier on 8-17-2023 with right wrist and right shoulder pain. She was diagnosed with sprain. X-rays were negative at that time. Patient was sent to work with a limited with restriction. Patient says that her supervisor would not give her any restriction, told her she needs to go back to work and do everything she was doing before. As a result of that, she's having severe arm pain and wrist pain now with numbness and tingling, period. I have tried to call her supervisor, Gabriela, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-A, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, at 346-304-9479, but was not able to get her because her message box was full, period. Nevertheless, patient is complaining of weakness, pain, arm pain in the right side, radiating to the shoulder, period. Her past medical problems, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, surgery, hysterectomy medication. She was taking Motrin, which she's off of. She's still taking her thyroid medication, allergy, none, social, negative for drugs, alcohol use. On exam, she's alert, she's awake, but she's crying in pain because she's still having pain. I'll give you the vitals in a minute. Heart positive, positive, two levels of clear, abdomen soft. There's a decreased range of motion, right wrist. There is decreased strength, right arm, and there's also pain noted in the right shoulder, period. Her vitals are 188, weight 98, 98, temperature 02 sat 16, 74 pulse 130 over 80. Assessment number one, wrist pain. Number two, pain in the wrist is severe enough for patient to go see an orthopedist. Number four, I'm going to send her to an orthopedist for evaluation. Number five, Mobic, M-O-B-I-C, 15 milligram once a day. Number six, I would like for her to return to work with restriction for the next 7 days. I rewrote the restriction this time to make sure the supervisor sees it. I called the supervisor myself, and I have not been able to get a hold of her. But that's my intention, to make sure the supervisor knows that she must follow the recommendation of the physician in this case, and to allow patient time to heal while she's seen a specialist. I do not want to keep her from work because she should be able to do some work with the restrictions provided. Thank you.